obviously one, things were going on that were subject to the Official Secrets Act, which I couldn't talk about for 30 years. Two that spring to mind that I will talk about. One was where Sturgate Aerodrome is now. That was a special aerodrome built to receive aircraft that couldn't land at their own bases if fog came in. And there was a special system called FIDO, which was Fog Intensive Dispersal Operation. There were only about five aerodromes in the country that had the facility. And it had a series of petrol jet, burning petrol jets down the side of the runway, so that an aircraft coming in over the fog could see it through the fog. But equally, when it had lifted the fog sufficiently, when they got down lower, they could actually see the runway to land on safely. Now, there were very few of us that knew about that and its operation because of the Official Secrets Act. And I remember the first time it was used operationally, the controller in Gainsborough rang me the air raid warden's office, shall we say, put it in where we met, where controlled from in the village, said he'd had a report from Yorkshire to say there was a major fire in the Gainsborough area. And the chief inspector said, "Any idea what it is, Jim?" And I said, "I'll say one word, FIDO." He said, "Right, that's fine." Because he knew about it, I knew about it, but he didn't want anybody else to learn what was going on. So that was one thing that it was many years before I could talk about that. The